a shame that this is the last hard blowing that's ever going to be handed
out. You don't have to answer the question.
I'll answer the question.
I think it's a really complex question.
You never know what you're going to get.
On the latest in entertainment, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Good morning to you, Jade.
Hello, Jace. Good morning.
Hey, just reading breaking news. 11 new cases have been announced for Victoria, but all in isolation. So, great news. How's it going down there, by the way? What's the feel? What's it like down in Melbourne?
Yeah, not bad. I think the feel at the moment certainly is that we're tracking nicely to come out of lockdown come midnight tomorrow night. But look, it's always hard to say whether we sort of err on the side of caution and maybe go a little bit longer or we do come out of lockdown. But I guess given the fact that those numbers are there, all of those people that have tested positive are tucked away in isolation if positive. And certainly, I guess, listening to Daniel Andrews talking yesterday, it was sort of hinting more towards being a positive than a negative announcement come today, tomorrow. But look, nothing is guaranteed comes to this sort of thing.
Absolutely not. Hey, let's get to it now. Big news Friday, Strop passing away. Sad news, very sad news. What's the what's your feel? What's your thoughts?
Yes, so it was very sad news indeed. Not entirely a massive, great, big shock because he has been battling Parkinson's disease for the past 20 years and then passed away on Friday at the age of 80, not long after we got off the air, actually, Friday morning. And, of course, you know, he was very, very famous for being Strop on the Paul Hogan show, the sidekick of Paul Hogan, and a great friend of Paul Hogan as well, plus he was the co-writer and producer for Crocodile Dundee, and he was a real sort of larrikin on the air, but a very, very intelligent man behind the scenes, a real genius, not only prominent in the showbiz sort of side of things, but also in the sporting world as well. He was the one who sold the idea of World Series cricket to Kerry Packer back in the day, and really made that happen, which in itself was just a massive achievement. A brilliant, brilliant mind. Of course, he was married to the great Delveen Delaney that we all know so well. And just very, very sad news when that came through on Friday. So I guess today we pay tribute and say valet or rest in peace to the great John Cornell Strop today, a real king and titan of TV and sport as well.
Really well said, Jade. Well said. Studio 10, hey, by the way, 2000th show. My goodness, I thought they'd been around for a couple of years. How long has it been around now?
7 years going on 8 years they've been on the air. Yeah, it started way back many, many years ago. And there was also a brekkie show on the air as well on Channel 10 that didn't really last that long. That was only on the air for about a year or so. That was called Wake Up. And that was sort of really much doomed from the beginning, I think, really going up against Sunrise and the Today Show. But Studio 10, it had a massive point of difference as a panel format back then and now obviously as a two-person format. And today they are celebrating their 2000th show, and there's celebrations that are taking place across the course of the week as well, but they're sort of getting the whole band back together with Kerri-Anne Kennelly, Joe Hildebrand, Denise Scott, and Jessica Rowe all making appearances across the course of the week. Strange that Ida Buttrose isn't making an appearance. I don't know why that is, but also a massive, massive shame that John O'Coleman couldn't be a part of those celebrations as well, but I'm sure he's watching down from above there as the gang celebrate that 2000th show on Channel 10 this morning.
Wow. Hey, before we wrap up, I want to ask you about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. There's more, well, divorce saga continuing. How many years after is this? What's the story here?
Yeah, this is about 5 years or more running now. It just seems to drag on and on and on. Ange has had a small legal victory over the weekend. Long story short, an appeals court disqualified a judge who was overseeing their case. They elected to have a private judge oversee the divorce case, and he was disqualified after the panel agreed that he hadn't adequately disclosed a business relationship that he had with one of Brad Pitt's lawyers. And Jolie, she already wanted that really to happen late last year, but the judge wouldn't step down on his own accord, so she appealed that, and now all of that's happened. And as a result of that too, Brad's lost part of his right to have more time with the children as a result. And this could also mean that the fight over their 5 young children could now have to start all over again. So it's a long and drawn-out affair. They are divorced. They've been divorced for a few years now, but the child custody issues and some other financial matters continue to roll on, unfortunately.
As it does, as it does. All right, Jade, always good to have you on the show. We'll catch up Friday.
Thanks, Jace. Catch you then.
Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane.